You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolgoski. More than 400 new jobs will be created in Syracuse as two industry-leading companies plan major expansions of their operations. Bankers Healthcare Group will add 330 employees to its payroll, and JMA Wireless will hire 100 new workers. Governor Cuomo stopped in Syracuse for the announcement and says the expansions build on momentum generated in part by the state's investment in the region.
You think JMA and BHG make these decisions in a vacuum? No. They're seeing everything that's going on. They're flying out of that airport. They're seeing the Hotel Syracuse come back to life. They're seeing Icon Tower and the State Tower come back to life. They're saying, I believe in this place.
Bankers Healthcare Group, or BHG, has plans for a $35 million project, including the renovation of the existing property and the construction of a new facility by the end of 2023. JMA will manufacture the world's first indoor 5G millimeter wave radio system in the former Coin Building just south of downtown in a $25 million investment. Mayor Ben Walsh says it's all part of the Syracuse Surge project to make Syracuse the state's flagship smart city.
We're seeing the power of making Syracuse one of the first cities in the nation for a build-out of ultra-high-speed wireless technology. And we're seeing the potential of creating a countywide STEAM school at the old Central Tech, only blocks away from where JMA will be calling home, producing the workforce for JMA and all the other companies in the new economy.
JMA has invested over $100 million in the Syracuse area over the past 6 years and employs over 500 people in Central New York. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.